Blog Talk Radio.
I need the Lord. Help me turn these chairs around when I say this right here. Ooh, I need the Lord.
Listen to House E Production Gospel, Blog Talk Radio, www.blogtalkradio.com. House E Production Gospel, we are your internet radio. www.notoriousdesigns.com for award-winning graphics and web designer. Check out www.notoriousdesigns.com.
All right. Hello, how y'all doing out there today?
Welcome to House E Production Gospel, Blog Talk Radio. We are your internet radio.
Good evening, good morning, whatever time it is, wherever you are, God is right there with you. You're listening to House E Production Gospel, Blog Talk Radio. You can find us all over the internet at www.blogtalkradio.com/house-e-production-gospel. We are your internet radio station. Sit back and relax and enjoy more of House E Production Gospel, Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, good morning, whatever time it is, wherever you are. We want to spend a special shout out to Pastor James Jenkins. Yesterday in the morning session around 4:35 o'clock in the morning, 7:30, 8 o'clock, somewhere along there, between there and 9 o'clock, I recorded Pastor Jenkins and was to play it tonight, which is now, it's 10 minutes after 11 now, the radio broadcast is over. I thought I had it uploaded, and I had not. I want to apologize to Pastor Jenkins, but what we're going to do, we are going to go ahead and upload it right now, and we will play it first thing in the morning. We have completed our broadcast for today's date, which is the 18th, and we will be able to record again on the 19th. That's after 12 o'clock tonight, because we can record every day, 7 days a week. And I want to apologize to Pastor James Jenkins, for failing to get his interview on tonight like I had promised him. Also, there's another lady, that Miss Sally Skipper, that's a part of this session that I'm uploading as well. You can call Reverend Jenkins at 256-490-2840. And hopefully he will be on WMGJ AM there soon, as he was telling me today. So you stay with me, and we will be playing Pastor Jenkins, James Jenkins. They have a concert coming up there in Gaston, Alabama, and he's going to be telling you about that as well. All right, good morning, Pastor James Jenkins. Give us where you are and what's happening with you. How you doing, man?
Doing fine, Mr. Howard, and how you doing, sir?
I'm okay. In the studio.
God bless you.
Yeah, getting ready for tonight's broadcast. You come on at 8 o'clock at night. So you'll be live and blasted tonight at 8 o'clock. Go ahead, sir.
Well, God bless you. I tell you, Mr. Howard, what we're getting ready to do after 28 years are the Sounds of Joy. Reverend J.C. Jenkins and the Sounds of Joy. We'll be celebrating our 20th year reunion. That's March the 31st, right here in Gaston, Alabama, at the Galilee Baptist Church, where the Reverend Dr. G. E. Robson is the pastor, and is located 901 South 15th Street. And I tell you, we're going to have a shouting good time. We're going to have sharp recording artists, none other than Ray Holly.
Woo!
And the woman,
man, those guys.
Alabama.
Go ahead, Pastor.
They are something else. They're about the hottest group I know right now. They are doing the doc.
Go ahead.
And along with none other than our announcer is going to be none other than Mr. John Goodbread, the program director of the Mighty Power 1390 WHMA, along with the Reverend J.C. Jenkins and the Sounds of Joy and the Reverend Julius Irvin. Julius uh-huh. Love. And I tell you, we're going to have a great, great time, Mr. Howard. And we just thank God for you, man. You've been doing it for years and years. And the reason you keep on doing it is because God is still in control.
You know it. You know it. Pastor Jenkins, Gaston, Alabama. Oh, man.
Yes,
I sent a message out the other day to all the guys when we did the event last year up there in Gaston. We got to do it again. We got to do it. Just keep on doing it. God will bless when it's time. You just go in the vineyard and work. And don't be worried about how it's going to go or what it didn't go like. You just keep doing it. You just keep being faithful.
That's it, Doc. The race is not given to the swift, not even the strong.
Yes, sir.
For those that hold out until the end.
That's it. Well, Pastor Jenkins, I thank you. Can I say this, Mr. Howard? Go ahead.
I don't know if the people remember none other than the World Wonders of Pale City. They had out a song years ago, "When Trouble Press You Down, Don't Give Up."
Mm-hmm.
We are on our way back with none other than the World Wonders of Alabama. So be listening out for us, and I'll be in touch. And I tell you, may God bless you and yours, and just keep on doing what you're doing. Man, I love that voice of yours off the radio.
Thank you. Thank you, Pastor Jenkins. Again, thank you, and have a great Monday. And keep praying. And especially for this nation and our president and all of us in government. Thank you, sir. Thank you.
God bless you. And thank you, and have a fantastic day.
All right. Pastor Jenkins on the radio this morning with us. We thank him for being a part of tonight's radio broadcast. You're listening to House Secret and Gospel Blog Talk Radio. With that being said, I'm going to pull up Pastor Jenkins' CD and play a little bit of it for you. You stay with us here on House Secret and Gospel Blog Talk Radio. You can call 347-202-0317 or 713-955-0464. R 619-639-4634. And if you're in the studio, you want to talk on the studio in the early morning hours, we do that at from 5 o'clock up until 9 o'clock in the morning. That's when we're in the radio station producing the program for tonight, the nightly broadcast that come on at 8 o'clock. Okay, you stay with us. We got more music coming for you. We're going to pull up Pastor Jenkins' music and add some of that to our rotation for today. Thank you. Stay with us. More coming your way on House Secret and Gospel Blog Talk Radio from down south in the big city of Beatrice, Alabama. Okay, go ahead. Yeah, we live again. I found this CD, Reverend Jenkins.
Yes, sir.
And it's called He's Doing It All.
Yes.
Recorded right there in Gaston, Alabama.
Yes,
but,
sir.
But I'm gonna, let's see, that's cut number one. Whoa. Let's see here. What cut number one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14. I believe it's cut number 14, Pastor Jensen. We're gonna find
all right.
We pushing
what God done it all.
Yeah, that's it. We
I'm telling you, He done it all.
We pushing the button. If that's not the right one, it'll be the next one. Let's see if we
all
got
right.
it. Okay. There it is.
You know, that's it. God bless you, Doc.
That's what you're with. Night.
When that celebration gonna be? What date now?
Oh, that's gonna be none other than the 31st of March. And the doors will open at 4 p.m. and the service gets on the way at 5 right here in Gaston, Alabama, 901 South 15th Street, where the Reverend Dr. G. Robinson is the pastor, the Galilee Baptist Church, Gaston, Alabama.
Woo! Thank you, Pastor. Listen up. Here you come.
God done it all.
I'm going to cut our mics off, okay?
All right.
He done it all. God done it all. My.
Yes, sir.
Thank you. As my dad said, thank you, son. Thank you, son.
Yes, sir. And again, if they need information to get in touch with me, they can get in touch with me at 256-4. Now CDs available and also the DVDs.
You need to book these guys. I'm telling you, I've of my short time of working with Sharper Records and producing one sound production there in Gaston, and then producing
yes.
one here in Beatrice, Alabama. Did you come down to the Artists at the Lake?
No, I didn't.
That's right. You did make that. That was awesome.
Right.
Hey, we're gonna have to do that again.
I tell you, I was talking to Juan. He was telling me about it. He said, man, I said, you let me know. I said, the Lord got me in shape now. I said, man, the wife and I would be glad to ride down and have a good time.
Ooh, I'm looking for a venue now for an event here in Alabama, in Monroe County. That's Warren's hometown, and his dad and mom and dad live here. But Pastor Jenkins, it is so difficult. Churches, you know, like in the larger cities like Lee Williams and all the other big groups that sang and different small groups, churches mm-hmm. open their doors and let folks sing. And they do it for an offering.
Right.
But they
right.
sing. But these churches down here, man, you woo. Unless a pastor owns his own church, like, not owns his own church, but he's the head pastor at a
right.
church like Reverend Bob Little in Panola, they're not going to let you into the church. But the thing about it, I don't understand that. Because, see, God uses us here on this earth to mm-hmm. pull people toward him. Because, you see, God said, if I be lifted up,
mm-hmm.
and where you going to lift God up? You're going to lift him up in the street. You're going to lift him up in your home. You're going to lift him up in your job. You're going to preach in the church and sing in the church, the choir, you have anniversaries. But why you want a gospel group to come in your church and sing? What
selfish.
Is that?
Selfish. Now, the preachers now begin, they're selfish and they want dollars, okay? They're not worried too much about souls. I found that out in all the years I've been here. Back in the day, they was concerned about souls. If you just brought them a cake, they was good with it, you see. But now, it's money, 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 money. So, that's what I see.
Mm-hmm.
So, and then again, I say another thing. Noticing, people don't take care of your church, Doc.
Yeah.
They put cans in there. They put gums all over the seat. Hey, man, you have to look at all of this, you know. If the people will take care of what they're trying to do, and a pastor, since he opened the doors, hey, man, don't put the paper on the floor. Don't do this. Don't do this. Then they come in, their pants hanging all down on off their butt. I'm just telling it like it is.
And women dressing, you have,
Doc, I can understand a lot of this. My thing is, I told some young men just last week at her anniversary, I said, son, you talk about the Lord and how good he is to you. I said, guys, don't get mad at me. I said, if he's so good, clean up yourself. Let the people see what the Lord is doing for you. You look like guys singing, what is that? That rap stuff,
yeah.
Okay?
And you singing gospel.
You know, so they said, well, Reverend, you know, you're right. I said, because when I go out, I look presentable because the man I serve is able. He's rich and he's, you know, so I should look like I'm rich. All right.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a lot, got a lot to do with it, Mr. Howard. I think that's just my opinion about
mm-hmm.
it.
Well, Pastor Jenkins, I want to say this to you guys. With Sharp and Warren and Pastor Little, just like I told him before, we have to just keep working. We just
can't
have to keep
up.
Doing what God tells us to do. And see, one of the things, we be too quick to want that return on what we do. But God
That's right.
will pay you when you need to be paid.
That's true.
He said,
That's
go.
True.
You do the work. He gonna take care of you. He didn't say be crazy now.
Hello,
like you go out down that road. You got to have gas. You got to have food. You got to have a place
Absolutely.
To stay. You got to have a vehicle running. You just got to be ready. You remember that message? Count the cost. You go out there. You're gonna build a house or whatever you're gonna do.
Right.
And if you fall short, now they gonna be laughing at you. But guess what? That's the lesson God got for you not counting the cost and preparing to go out there. Now, if God going to send you, he going to make sure you prepared.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, see, this is what I say a lot of times, you know. If you're not willing to run the whole race, don't get in it.
Don't. You're right.
You might not finish first, but don't quit.
Mm-hmm.
Come on in fifth or whatever it is, you know. So that's the way I see that, you know. Just like you said, just hang on in there. Your reward is coming
mm-hmm.
because he said, where there's two or three touching and agreeing in my name, I'll be in the midst.
That's it.
And I believe that.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No. I just keep plugging along, God.
Yeah,
I don't care
good,
what they
good,
say.
It's
I
good.
Do it. if my voice ain't like it used to be, I know how to make it do something else. Mm-hmm. You know?
Yeah. So well, tell me.
I just thank God.
Yeah, go ahead. I'm listening. I'm kind of like you. I'll be enthusiastic.
I'm listening to you now.
But I wanted to ask you, was that the radio station in which you be the voice and play some gospel music? What's the name? You gave it to me on your inbox one time. Is where's that station at?
Okay. I'm not there anymore. Mm-hmm. Okay. Pretty soon I'm here at home. I'll be honest with you. I got tired of running 60 miles down here. Okay. Back and forward, not 30 miles one way, 30 miles back, round trip. But even at that, you know, and
well, look here.
My radio stations, they won't stream, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And like I told him, like Reverend Love said, you know, he said, man, I stream. He's got his, like I said, he's got his radio show in his house also. And that's, he's a blind dude. Ooh. He's a bad dude.
That's the way it's going. That's the way it's coming now.
That's it.
I pay Blog Talk Radio every month, and every 3 or 4 months they'll send me $2 or $3. All I do on my broadcast, say, it's like this 3-hour broadcast for the night. When the broadcast is over, I'm gonna sit down and I'm gonna edit the radio broadcast. And what they gonna ask me where I want to put ads on that 3-hour program, and I just go down that whole 3 hours and I click. Add. I click the next one. Add. And I do it every 15, 20, 30 minutes. I'll click add a commercial. Blog Talk Radio put whatever type ad they want to on there. They all clean. They're the same ads that you hear on the television every day. And it's out of my hand. Because, see, people don't want to pay you, Pastor James. Okay, if I sit down and I cut a 30-second, a 60-minute, or 60-second spot, I got to have some pay for that. I would ask you for some pay. I ain't going to compel you to pay. I'm going to leave it up to you and God, but I'm going to run your spot. And most of the time, Pastor Jane, I don't get nothing in the mail. They won't send nothing to my account because I got an account. And all you do is go on and click on PayPal, and it says Pay Freddie Howard. And all you do is click on PayPal, and it'll go straight into my account. They won't do it. But it's okay. It's okay. I'm going to do what's in my heart. But that's why I've been telling you guys and Warren, it ain't going to cost you guys one red cent because we are on a team together. You can call this station just like this morning, and you can cut any spots you want, talk about anything you want to. You can pray, you can preach, you can do whatever you want because we are on a team together. And we got a vision. We got a vision that one day God's going to pay. I may not be here, you may not be in, you may be gone, but somebody in your family going to get it. You better believe it.
That is so true. And let me, I'm on the internet. I know your number is on there. I can pull it up again, but just give it to me while I'm talking. I'm writing your PayPal and all of this down.
Okay. Let me go to the page that it's on. Okay. Just hold on a minute.
Okay, I'm good.
Okay, I'm going to go to the radio station that pushes out my signal out of New York and California. Okay,
okay.
Right, I'm on that page, and it says, okay, here's the number for PayPal. It says, PayPal to me, and it got / Freddie Collins Howard. That's all you have to do. You just go on PayPal and say and type in paypal.me/ Freddie Collins Howard, and guess what? You at the page. And in fact, when you go to my home page on the radio station,
right?
Let me give you that. That's
okay.
That's www.
That's the one I want.
Okay.
I want to listen to you.
Okay. That's www.
Okay.
www.blogtalkradio.com.
Slow down. I'm an old writer, not a shorthand.
All right, here we go again. You ready?
www.blogtalkradio. What is it?
Blog talk radio. B-L-O-G.
Blogtalkradio.com.
Blog talk radio.com.
T-L-A-L-K. Talk. Okay. Okay. www.blogtalkradio.
.com.
R-O-D-I. Okay. .com.
Slash.
Slash.
Howcee. H-O-W-C-E-E. H-O-W-C-E-E.
H-O-W-C-E-E. H-O-W-C-E-E.
Then a dash.
Dash.
Production. P-R-O-D-U-C-T-I-O-N-S.
Production. All right.
Slash gospel.
G-O-S-P-E-L. G-O-S-P-L-E. My goodness. All righty.
That's the link. Worldwide.
Now, mine's the station that I'm going to be going on, and probably I'm hoping, I'm praying the Lord, and you can reach them at WMGJ AM.com.
Okay.
And it'll pull it up and tell you where to go and whatnot. I think that's right. Yeah, WMGJ AM.com.
Okay. Well, Pastor Jenkins, I am ecstatic that we got a chance to talk live.
And man, I am too. I was sitting here on the who was that? I sent them what is it? What do you call it? Who's that? Somebody having a birthday?
Oh, on my page.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that old lady, that one is 110 years old.
Yeah,
hey.
I sent her a happy birthday and said, God bless you.
Oh,
and
what a blessing.
That, the chat line came up. I said, Mr. Howard. Yeah, so I'm learning about this computer. I said, heck, I said, let me try this. I hit the button on the computer. There you are, and I'm talking on the computer. That's how sweet it is.
Yeah, and this right here, I usually use my cell phone to connect, but the computer connection is even better. I got 5G connection, and sometimes it'll drop you. It will drop you, because of anything that man make will drop you. So you
hello. You know what? You sounded like me. I told him. I said, it's amazing. We talk and do anything. All of this stuff out of here, man. Boy, oh. Hey, this man, this, you made my day, Miss Howard.
Hey, look here. Sometimes I call Warren, and sometimes we be conducting business.
Uh-huh.
And I would call every time late at night. Warren said, oh, that must be my favorite, man.
He'd
be tired, and he'd be unloaded. And I hear I come calling at 2 o'clock, and Warren said, Lord, that must be.
I like it because he's up all the time. I mean, even when he's down, he told me, he said, man, do you ever be down? I said, yes, but I don't want to bring you down with me.
Hey, look here, Pastor. Look here.
Yes.
Pass the word to all the guys, Ray and Golden Crowns and all you guys. Give them that number.
You know, the Golden Crowns and I, we grew up practically together.
Mm-hmm.
And so then Ray,
How you doing?
I talked to Ray the other day. He said, man, I'm excited. I want to hear you guys. And I used to hear about y'all, but I never heard you with the sounds of joy. He said, man, I'm just wait. Mm-hmm. And man, like I said, every time, well, you know as well as I do, every time you look up them guys somewhere singing, and they're
like
singing
them
too.
I love them. song is Keep Running.
I got to keep on running.
Yeah. Pass the word to you guys.
That same number you got. I'm going to hit Tony up.
Okay.
Probably sometime this week.
Okay.
To see how he's doing and whatnot, because just between you and I, you know, we on the same page, you know.
Mm.
My thing is, when you disagree, that don't mean you have to fall out, you know.
Yeah. That's it.
Grow from it.
That's it. Learn from it.
Do like
that old goat in the well. Shake it off. Pack it under your feet.
Mm-hmm.
Keep on.
So my thing is, sometimes we disagree to agree. So, you know, and it's all good anyhow. But My thing is, if I did, like I told him, I'd say, man, if I said anything wrong, run it past me. Let's straighten it out. Let's don't, mm-hmm. don't just keep messing with fact about it. That's one of the tunes on my CD. Let's straighten it out.
That's it. We'll look at calm and touch base and keep, and then we'll keep the lines open. Keep the lines open. Don't never shut the lines.
Keep that communication going.
Yes, it. Because God don't shut you off.
Hello. If he did, we wouldn't be here.
That's it. All the devil meant we done got in and passed through and been in and put on other folks and
I tell you, I've learned down through the years, stay in your lane. You know, don't try to do. You know, I don't care how many things you can do. That's one thing that you're good at. You know what I'm saying? So. Work with that and make it grow, and then venture out on something else, you know.
And you know what, y'all guys that are pastors, I got a series called a pastor series where pastors call in and they do sermons, they talk about issues. Look here, I'm going to put you and your picture in that group of pastors.
Well, thank you, sir.
And you call anytime that you get ready. You can call me on my cell phone when I'm not new. When my cell phone is not hooked into the computer during the radio broadcast, that cell phone is with me. So you can
give me your cell.
1.
All right.
251.
251.
362.
362.
1935.
1935.
Mm-hmm.
All right, and the one I gave you, that's my cell number.
Okay, okay.
Yeah, that's 256-490-2840. That's my cell.
All right, let me get a pencil write it down here. Okay, put some paper in my hand. Oh, and one other thing, 251, go ahead.
No, my number is 256.
Not 256.
I'm yours.
Okay, go ahead.
Yeah, my Prius is 256.
Okay, go ahead.
490-2840. Yes.
Okay. Well, look, anytime you got something you want to do, you got a sermon, you got a message that you want, God put something on your mind, you call me, and if I'm in the studio, we'll put it on tape and broadcast it with the program. If you got something you need to announce, you want to cut a spot, you call me. And guess what, Pastor Jenkins? The same thing I told you before. You paying me is up to between you and God.
Right.
That's your business. I'm going to do is what God tell me to do.
You sound like me, Doc. I do the same thing. Yeah. Guys were calling me in when I was on the radio. Well, Reverend Jenkins, I'm late calling you in, but can you do this for me? I see you. Then I do the spot for them.
And you know,
and when I see it, they act like they don't see. But you know what? Somebody else over here said, "Here, man, put something in my hand." You know what I'm saying?
paid for them, and they didn't even know it.
I'm telling you. But yeah, when I get back, like I said, that WMDJ. AM.com, that's the one I'm going to be on. And when I get situated, I touch base with you and give you all the particulars and go from there.
Okay, WEMJ?
No, WMGJ.
WMGJ, okay.
WMGJ.
Okay, I got it. All right.
AM.com, you should be able to pick them up on streaming.
Okay, all right. And guess what? What I was going to say, my last parting thought for you is that in your studio, you may be able to do the same thing I'm doing. When you,
okay.
Yeah. All right. That's the phone ringing. I don't know if my wife's going to get it.
All right.
All right. You take care of Pastor Jenkins.
Thank you, Mr. Howard. And thank you, man. And God bless you.
All right. Take care now. Have a good day.
See you.
Do some praying.
And you, man, please.
Yeah, all right. All right. Oh, Pastor James Jenkins. Oh, awesome. You're listening to How I See But I Can Gospel Blog Talk Radio, coming to you from 231 6th Avenue, down south in the big city of Beatrice, Alabama. Stay with us. Don't you go nowhere. God is good. All right. We are in the studio this morning. The time is 15 minutes after 9. We are still producing and writing tonight's radio broadcast. Again, we thank Pastor
Reverend J.C. Jenkins and Company out of Gaston, Alabama, for talking with us this morning. But anyway, there's a lady by the name of Sally Skipper. She is very supportive of us on Facebook, and I sent her a message that if she wanted to call in, she can, and I hope she do. But anyway, there's a message that she placed in the inbox. It says, the Bible says we have to bless each other so we can live in love. So I'm sending you this message. Today is a day of blessing. I bless you. I bless your heart, your life, your health, your home, your family, your work, your finances, and your projects. In the name of Jesus, choose who you want to bless and send it to. And I send it out to all of you that are listening worldwide. May God's blessings continually bless you. God blesses us in order that we may be able.
Okay, my beautiful black people, I want to show
bless
you
somebody else.
This is how the lawyers are getting these white people off on charges after they kill us, okay? This is from the Supreme Court of the United States. And basically, this is from the Dred Scott case versus John F. A. Sanford. And if you take a look down here, it tells you that this is how they're getting white people off for killing us. Persons of African descent cannot be, nor were ever intended to be, citizens of the United States. This is in the Constitution. Now, I've been trying to teach people this for the longest time on the Facebook group and everything, but
what you're hearing is that it's a historic element of the Dred Scott decision about us as black people. We were never part of the Constitution. We had to be amended by different amendments to make us even citizens. When it was originally written, we were not part of it. We weren't ever considered.
Go ahead, rub your eyes, get the boogers out, and get the wax out of your ears, and listen up. You will never be equal to these white people. These white people do not like you. They don't respect you. They don't look at you as human. You're considered to be three-fifths of a human. This is why they're able to do the awful things that they do to us. But let me tell you, they treat animals better than they do us. They don't even, you see how they pine and whine over animals. They don't do that to us. They treat us like we're gum on the bottom of a shoe or boo-boo at the bottom of somebody's shoe. Y'all need to wake up. I'm telling you, y'all need to wake up. This is what I'm going to need every single solitary last black person on this planet to do. Well, United States anyway. Go to thelaw.com. You see this? Go to your app. Go to the app store. Go to thelaw.com. Scroll down to where it says citizen. Okay, let's get to the C's. A, B, C, C-I-T-I. Let's see. Okay, I went a little bit too far. Scroll down to citizen, citizen. Click on citizen and read that. This is their law, guys, okay? Citizens are either native, born, or naturalized. Native citizens may fill office, any office. Naturalized citizens may be elected or appointed to any office under the Constitution of the United States, okay? All natives are not citizens, though, of the United States, okay? The descendants of the aborigines, for those of you that claim, I'm not no African, my people didn't come here on ship, I'm aboriginal, guess what? Y'all ain't citizens neither. And those of African origin are not entitled to the rights of citizens. That's those of us whose ancestors came here on ships. Anterior to the adoption of the Constitution of the United States, each state had the right to make citizens of such persons as it pleased. But the Constitution does not authorize any but white persons to become citizens of the United States, and it must therefore be presumed that no one is a citizen who is not white. A citizen of the United States residing in any state of the Union is a citizen of that state. So white people can come from anywhere. They can come from another country and come to the United States of America, and they're considered a citizen. But you, being born in the United States of America, you people of color, including you Mexicans, you Hispanics, who think you're better, who think you're just like the white people, and that you're equal to them, no, you're not. You're just a piece of crap like they look at us as black people. You're just a piece of trash, okay? They don't like us. They never have. They never will. And we're not even citizens. So that's what's getting them off when they kill us and they're not convicted, okay? But it's in the Bible. Wake up. Spread this message. I want this message to go viral. Okay, my beautiful black people, I want to show you something.
The reality of the world today, when the Constitution was written, years ago, when Ben Franklin and all those men sat down years ago, the U.S. did not consider we as human beings. Hold on just a second. Hello? Hello? Who's this now? This is... With who? Healthcare Partners? Okay. Are you calling for Freddie Howard? Oh, she's not. She just picked up and hung back up. She's in another part of the house, okay? All right, then when you have to call back, she can get it, okay? All right, thank you. Okay. What we have to understand is that when the original Constitution was written, it did not include us. Never was intended for us. And guess what? Even though this is 2019, in the hearts of majority, I wouldn't say majority, but a portion of white folk that keep pushing this stuff and zeroing out other people other than white folks, they still are there. Even though the law says one thing, that's the reality over here. Okay? That's what she's talking about. That's the reality. That's the root and foundation of this United States of America when it comes to black and aboriginal and other people, okay, of dark skin color. That's why they can't accept you. It's in them. It's in their gene. It's part of them. And it only by the grace of God in somebody else's heart that is not black or white person that you get a fair shake, because you are zero. Like you say, you like gum on the bottom of a shoe. A poop that they step in. You zero. That's the reality. That's the reality. But you as a person, with Jesus Christ, God Almighty, in your heart, you can rise above it all, because God can do anything he wants to. Just like he parted the Red Sea for his people coming out of Egypt, he can part the Red Sea for you. He can have people dying all around you, and you can still stand. Don't be a fool. God is in control of this world and everything. Okay? Only a few days left to go in 2019. This is May. April, May. Coming up. This is March. We're in March. April, May, June, July, August, September, October, November, December. Pretty soon it'll be 2020. 2020. 2020. And guess what? This is time for you to vote. Get up off your duff and register and vote. This stuff about an ID, whatever it is, get an ID. You get your driver's license. Take it in there. You get registered to vote. There's a part that you have to play in this system. New life, new hope, new plans, new effort, new success. Pray and give it to everybody. You be successful. Love people. Don't be going around hating like white supremacists, like them folks over there shooting up folks and killing them. Talking about starting a race war. The race war has been in existence ever since we've been here. The race war has been in existence ever since we've been here. I'm reading from Sally Skipper's notes. Lord, I pray you would wrap your arms of love around the person reading this today. The one that is listening to me today. Share this. God is awfully good.
People say good family members are hard to find. That because the best family members are already mine. I love you, family. Send to all your wonderful family members, blood or not. See how many truly family members you have and hope you get it back. These are some of the messages that be inboxing people on Facebook. God is awfully good. God is awfully good. Life is beautiful. Where there's great love, there's always miracles. Flowers can solve all problems, but they are a great start. Be happy, not because everything is good, but because you can see the good side of everything. When you wish good for others, good things come back to you. Sometimes talking to your best friend is the only therapy you need. It is not what we have in life, but who we have in our lives that matters. Without communication, there is no relationship. Without respect, there is no love. Having a soulmate is not always about love. You can find your soulmate in friends as well. Spend time with your parents because one day you look around and they won't be there anymore. Relationships are like birds. If you hold tight, they die. If you loosen them, they fly. Sometimes all you really need is someone to talk to. How about that? Truly honest people don't have many friends, but they have real friends. Life is too short. Spend it with a friend who makes you laugh and feel love. Don't be a beggar of love. Be a donor of love. Beautiful people do not always do what is good. Sometimes they do good. Your mission? Be busy. If you love someone, set them free. If they come back, yours. When someone does something to hurt you, you make a promise to yourself. Live your life from your heart. Share your heart, and your story will touch others. Sometimes all you need to do is look at things from a different perspective. The art of conversation lies in listening. Happiness does not depend on what you have. It solely relies on what you think. A good laugh and a long sleep are the two best cures for anything. Oh, dog's the only creature on earth that loves you more than you love yourself. Never let your kids walk away without a hug and a kiss. A mother's heart is always with her children. Powerful messages here. My dad was a hard-working man and helped him as much as he could at the time, no matter how good or how bad. He's your dad. A true friend understands what we don't say and knows exactly what we feel. Beautiful face will age, perfect body will change, but an awesome person will be there for you. Kindness is more than deeds. It's an attitude, an expression, a look of touch. Never stop doing little things for others. Sometimes those little things occupy the biggest part of their heart. I love the kinds of hugs where you can physically feel the sadness leaving your body. God loves you more in a moment than anything could in a lifetime. Love somebody. You never knew what around the door in a corner except more corners. Ah, life is beautiful. Powerful indeed. This is some. Just checking in with you, stand this. John 3:16. John 3:16. I don't understand it. A little boy was selling newspapers on the corner, and the people were in it out of the country. You're listening to House of the Gospel Blog Talk Radio. Sally Skipper, thank you, lady. Thank you.
he is one of the best interpreters of song and spoken word. My friend, Pastor Marvin Wyman, be blessed.
Theater, you see it's all lit up here, looking beautiful. August 3rd, that's a Saturday. At 6 p.m., we're starting off with the comedy show, my first one ever, DVD. We're doing four cameras, so you can be in one of those seats, on one of those shots, one of those cameras. Now, you ain't getting paid to be on this, so don't be sending me no information about what you're going to get paid. This is where it's going to be. We're here at night, just to show you how beautiful it is going to be. Lit up inside as well as pretty as it is outside. We're going to have vendor space available. Any information, we got one performance slot left. I want you to contact Frida Boyle or Christopher Lee. You can inbox them through Messenger and get it together. I got a bunch of people helping me. I had to say it again because you can't do it by yourself. We appreciate you, those that have said that you would be here, those that are nominated. The votes are in. The winning total, or what do you call it? The winner will be announced that night. It'll be announced that night. I won't tell you who's what, because that's not how we do. I want you here. I want you here. Diane, I'm saying again. I want you here because this is our first time TPR honors, as well as Harold J. Live. You see, I do hashtag laugh for real. And I want you here because I want you to laugh. I want to make you laugh. If you don't do nothing but laugh at how my hair cut or what I got on, I just want you here in the seats. Tickets are available now. N-O-W. You see, I said now. And she's telling me, what were you telling me? How much are the tickets? Tickets are $20. Don't be calling me telling me you kidding me and you want the $5 ticket. I don't have them. The $5 tickets is somewhere else. Friedeborg, get your friend Diane. Diane, come get in this picture. Diane, she's going to be here. She's going to be handing out the awards along with Miss
Bridget Wood
and LaVella Hogs, which is my cousin. You know, I keep my family in the thing. And my clothes, she picked them out. Let me point. If I look jacked up, that's who did it. Now, who's doing my alterations is going to be my cousin, Cynthia. Y'all know Cynthia. We call her Shell. But now my show enough person, Sheila. Sheila going to be there, and we're taking bets on how short Sheila dress going to be. That's my girl. But we're going to be here at the Capri Theater. That's August 3rd. I already said vendors. She want me to keep saying vendors. Vendors, we need you to contact who? Frida or Chris? If you got something you want to sell, this is the place to come. Am I saying it right? Okay, you know, I got the producer here on the side. You know, all of a sudden she's Sheila Spielberg now. But seriously, we're looking for you to come out. We're going to have a great time. We're going to laugh a little bit, and then we're going to have the honors program and award ceremony. The comedy is at 6 o'clock. The awards is at 7, right?
Immediately after.
Immediately after, and then we're having the red carpet at 5. That means you come in your best suit. If your best suit is some sweatpants, then sweatpant it on. Y'all know what I'm trying to say. Get your sweatpants and do the thing. We're going to take your pictures, like, right over there. Is where the red carpet to be set up. And I just came here at night because I wanted you to see what was going on. And what I say? Frida, Vera Bell, we love Vera Erlang. Bell. Vera going to be busy.
Erlang.
And who else?
All right. That's Harold J., the comedian. You make sure that you be there. Yours truly, Freddie Howard, God willing, would be there, me and my wife, and hope some more of my family members there as well. That'll be my first time being a part of any stage event as a presenter, as a radio jock here from House Hebrew and Gospel Blog Talk Radio. Stay with us, more coming your way on House Hebrew and Gospel Blog Talk Radio. Good evening, good morning, whatever time it is, wherever you are. We want to spend a special shout out to Pastor James Jenkins. Yesterday in the morning session around 4:30, 5 o'clock in the morning, 7:30, 8 o'clock, somewhere along there, between there and 9 o'clock, I recorded Pastor Jenkins and was to play it tonight, which is now, it's 10 minutes after 11 now, and the radio broadcast is over. I thought I had it uploaded and I had not. I want to apologize to Pastor Jenkins, but what we're going to do, we are going to record. Go ahead and upload it right now, and we will play it first thing in the morning. We have completed our broadcast for today's date, which is the 18th, and we will be able to record again on the 19th. That's after 12 o'clock tonight, because we can record every day, 7 days a week. And I want to apologize to Pastor James Jenkins. Pastor James Jenkins, for failing to get his interview on tonight like I had promised him. Also, there's another lady, that Miss Sally Skipper, that's a part of this session that I'm uploading as well. You can call Reverend Jenkins at 256-490-2840. And hopefully he will be on WMGJ AM there soon, as he was telling me today. So you stay with me, and we will be playing Pastor Jenkins, James Jenkins. They have a concert coming up there in Gaston, Alabama, and he's going to be telling you about that as well.
All right, good morning, Pastor James Jenkins. Give us where you are and what's happening with you. How you doing, man?
Doing fine, Mr. Howard, and how you doing, sir?
I'm okay. In the studio.
God bless you.
Yeah, getting ready for tonight's broadcast. You come on at 8 o'clock at night. So you'll be live and blasted tonight at 8 o'clock. Go ahead, sir.
Well, God bless you. I tell you, Mr. Howard, what we're getting ready to do after 28 years are the Sounds of Joy. Reverend J.C. Jenkins and the Sounds of Joy. We'll be celebrating our 20th year reunion. That's March the 31st, right here in Gaston, Alabama, at the Galilee Baptist Church, where the Reverend Dr. G. E. Robson is the pastor, and is located 901 South 15th Street. And I tell you, we're going to have a shouting good time. We're going to have sharp recording artists, none other than Ray Holly.
Woo!
And the woman,
man, them guys.
Alabama.
Oh, go ahead, Pastor.
They are something else. They're about the hottest group I know right now. They are doing the doc.
Go ahead.
And along with none other than our announcer going to be none other than Mr. John Goodbread, the program director of the Mighty Power 1390 WHMA, along with the Reverend J.C. Jenkins and the Sounds of Joy, and the Reverend Julius uh-huh. Love. And I tell you, we're going to have a great, great time, Mr. Howard, and we just thank God for you, man. You've been doing it for years and years, and the reason you keep on doing it is because God is still in control.
You know it. You know it. Pastor Jenkins, Gaston, Alabama. Oh, man.
Yes,
I sent a message out the other day to all the guys when we did the event last year up there
yes,
in Gaston. We got to do it again. We got to do it. Just keep on doing it. God will bless when it's time. You just go
That's
in the vineyard
true.
And work. And don't be worried about how it's going to go or what it didn't go like. You just keep doing it. You just keep being faithful.
That's it, Doc. The race is not given to the swift, not even the strong.
Yes, sir.
But those that hold out until the end.
That's it. Well, Pastor Jenkins, I thank you. Can I say this, Mr. Howard? Go ahead.
I don't know if the people remember none other than the World Wonders of Pale City. They had out a song years ago, "When Trouble Press You Down, Don't Give Up."
Mm-hmm.
We are on our way back with none other than the World Wonders of Alabama. So be listening out for us, and I'll be in touch. And I tell you, may God bless you and yours, and just keep on doing what you're doing. Man, I love that voice of yours on radio.
Thank you. Thank you, Pastor Jenkins. Again, thank you, and have a great Monday. And keep praying. And especially for this nation and our president and all of us in government. Thank you, sir. Thank you.
God bless you, and thank you, and have a fantastic day.
All right. Pastor Jenkins on the radio this morning with us. We thank him for being a part of tonight's radio broadcast. You're listening to House Hebrew and Gospel Blog Talk Radio. With that being said, I'm going to pull up Pastor Jenkins' CD and play a little bit of it for you. You stay with us here on House Hebrew and Gospel Blog Talk Radio. You can call 347-202-0317 or 713-955-0464. Or 619-639-4634. And if you're in the studio, you want to talk in the studio in the early morning hours, we do that at from 5 o'clock up until 9 o'clock in the morning. That's when we're in the radio station producing the program for tonight, the nightly broadcast that come on at 8 o'clock. Okay, you stay with us. We got more music coming for you. We're going to pull up Pastor Jenkins' music and add some of that to our rotation for today. Thank you. Stay with us. More coming your way on House Hebrew and Gospel Blog Talk Radio from down south in the big city of Beatrice, Alabama.
Okay, go ahead.
Yeah, we live again.
I found a CD, Reverend Jenkins.
Yes, sir.
And it's called He's Doing It All.
Yes.
Recorded right there in Gaston, Alabama.
Yes,
but,
sir.
But I'm on, and let's see, that's cut number one. Whoa, let's see here. What cut number? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14. I believe it's cut number 14, Pastor Jenkins. We're going to find
it. All right.
We're pushing
them. God done it all?
Yeah, that's it. I'm telling you,
He done it all.
We're pushing the button. If that's not the right one, it'll be the next one. Let's see if we got it.
All right.
Okay. There it is.
No. That's it. God bless you, Doc.
That's what you're with. Tonight.
When that celebration going to be? What date now?
Oh, that's going to be none other than the 31st of March. And the doors will open at 4 p.m. and the service gets on the way at 5. Right here in Gaston, Alabama, 901 South 15th Street, where the Reverend Dr. G. Robinson is the pastor, the Galilee Baptist Church, Gaston, Alabama.
Woo! Thank you, Pastor. Listen up. Here you come.
God done it all.
I'm going to cut our mics off, okay?
All right. Yes, sir.
Thank you. Thank you. As my dad said, thank you, son. Thank you, son.
Yes, sir. And again, if they need information to get in touch with me, they can get in touch with me at 256-490-2840. Those CDs are available, and also the DVDs.
You need to book these guys. I'm telling you, I've of my short time of working with Sharper Records and producing one sound production there in Gaston, and then producing one here in Beatrice, Alabama. Did you come down to the Artists at the Lake?
No, I didn't.
That's right. You did make that. That was awesome.
Right.
Hey, we're gonna have to do that again.
I tell you, I was talking to Juan. He was telling me about it. He said, man, I said, you let me know. I said, the Lord got me in shape now. I said, man, the wife and I would be glad to ride down and have a good time.
Ooh, I'm looking for a venue now for an event here in Alabama, in Monroe County. That's Warren's hometown, and his dad and mom and dad live here. But Pastor Jenkins, it is so difficult. Churches, you know, like in the larger cities like Lee Williams and all the other big groups that sang and different small groups, churches mm-hmm. open their doors and let folks sing. And they do it for an offering.
Right.
But they
right.
sing. But these churches down here, man, you woo. Unless a pastor owns his own church, like, not owns his own church, but he's the head pastor at a
right.
church like Reverend Bob Little in Panola, they're not going to let you into the church. But the thing about it, I don't understand that. Because, see, God uses us here on this earth to mm-hmm. pull people toward him. Because, you see, God said, if I be lifted up,
mm-hmm.
and where you going to lift God up? You're going to lift him up in the street. You're going to lift him up in your home. You're going to lift him up in your job. You're going to preach in the church and sing in the church, the choir, you have anniversaries. But why you want a gospel group to come in your church and sing? What is
selfish.
That?
Selfish. Now, the preachers now begin, they're selfish and they want dollars, okay? They're not worried too much about souls. I found that out in all the years I've been here. Back in the day, they was concerned about souls. If you just brought them a cake, they was good with it. You see, but now it's money, 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 money. So that's what I see.
Mm-hmm.
So, and then again, I say another thing. Noticing people don't take care of your church, Doc.
Yeah.
They put cans in there. They put gums all over the seat. Hey, man, you have to look at all of this. You know. If the people will take care of what they're trying to do, and a pastor, since he opened the doors, hey, man, don't put the paper on the floor. Don't do this. Don't do this. Then they come in, their pants hanging all down on off ooh. Their butt. I'm just telling it like it is.
And women dressing half, ooh.
Doc, I can understand a lot of this. My thing is, I told some young men just last week at her anniversary, I said, son, you talk about the Lord and how good he is to you. I said, guys, don't get mad at me. I said, if he's so good, clean up yourself. Let the people see what the Lord is doing for you. You look like guys singing, what is that? That rap stuff,
yeah.
Okay?
And you singing gospel.
You know, so they said, well, Reverend, you know, you're right. I said, because when I go out, I look presentable because the man I serve is able. He's rich and he's, you know, so I should look like I'm rich. All right.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a lot, got a lot to do with it, Mr. Howard. I think that's just my opinion about
mm-hmm.
it.
Well, Pastor Jenkins, I want to say this to you guys. With Sharp and Warren and Pastor Little, just like I told him before, we have to just keep working. We just
can't
have to keep
up.
Doing what God tells us to do. And see, one of the things, we be too quick to want that return on what we do. But God
that's right.
will pay you when you need to be paid.
That's true.
He said,
that's
go.
True.
Well, you do the work. He gonna take care of you. He didn't say be crazy now.
Hello,
like you go out down that road, you got to have gas, you got to have food, you got to have a place
absolutely.
To stay, you got to have a vehicle running. You just got to be ready. You remember that message? Count the cost. You go out there.
Yes.
You,
oh,
you,
yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
You're gonna build a house or whatever you're gonna do.
Right. Right.
And if you fall short, now they're gonna be laughing at you. But guess what? That's the lesson God got for you not counting the cost and preparing to go out there. Now, if God gonna send you, he gonna make sure you prepared.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, see, this is what I say a lot of times, you know. If you're not willing to run the whole race, don't get in it.
Don't.
You know,
you're right.
You might not finish first, but don't quit.
Mm-hmm.
Come on in fifth or whatever it is. You know. So that's the way I see that, you know. Just like you said, just hang on in there. Your reward is coming
mm-hmm.
because he said, where there's two or three touching and agreeing in my name, I'll be in the midst.
That's it.
And I believe that.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No. I just keep plugging along, God.
Yeah,
I don't
it's
care
good,
what
it's
they
good,
say.
It's
I
good.
Do it. if my voice ain't like it used to be, I know how to make it do something else.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah, well, tell me.
I just thank God.
Yeah, go ahead. I'm listening. I'm kind of like you. I'll be enthusiastic.
I'm listening to you now.
But I wanted to ask you, was that the radio station in which you be the voice and play some gospel music? What's the name? You gave it to me on your inbox one time. Is where's that station at?
Okay. I'm not there anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Pretty soon I'm here at home. I'll be honest with you. I got tired of running 60 miles down here. Okay. Back and forward, not 30 miles one way, 30 miles back, round trip. But even at that, you know, and
Well, look here.
My radio station, they won't stream, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And like I told him, like Reverend Love said, you know, he said, man, I stream. He's got his, like I said, he's got his radio show in his house also. And he's a blind dude. Woo. He's a bad dude.
That's the way it's going. That's the way it's coming now.
That's it.
I pay Blog Talk Radio every month, and every 3 or 4 months they'll send me $2 or $3. All I do on my broadcast, say it's like this 3-hour broadcast for the night. When the broadcast is over, I'm gonna sit down and I'm gonna edit the radio broadcast. And what they gonna ask me where I wanna put ads on that 3-hour program, and I just go down that whole 3 hours and I click. Add. I click the next one. Add. And I do it every 15, 20, 30 minutes. I'll click add a commercial. Blog Talk Radio put whatever type ad they want to on there. They all clean. They're the same ads that you hear on the television every day. And it's out of my hand. Because see, people don't want to pay you, Pastor James. Okay, if I sit down and I cut a 30-second, a 60-minute, 60-second spot, I gotta have some pay for that. I would ask you for some pay. I ain't going to compel you to pay. I'm going to leave it up to you and God, but I'm going to run your spot. And most of the time, Pastor Jane, I don't get nothing in the mail. They won't send nothing. They won't send nothing to my account because I got an account. And all you do is go on and click on PayPal, and it says pay Freddie Howard. And all you do is click on PayPal, and it'll go straight into my account. They won't do it. But it's okay. It's okay. I'm going to do what's in my heart. But that's why I've been telling you guys and Warren, it ain't going to cost you guys one red cent because we are on a team together. You can call this station just like this morning, and you can cut any spots you want, talk about anything you want to. You can pray, you can preach, you can do whatever you want because we are on a team together. And we got a vision. We got a vision that one day God's going to pay. I may not be here, you may not be here, you may be gone, but somebody in your family going to get it. You better believe it.
That is so true. And I'm on the internet. I know your number is on there. I can pull it up again, but just give it to me while I'm talking. I'm writing your PayPal and all of this down.
Okay.